John?
Yes, sir. That's me, Anthony.
Okay. We got disconnected. I was calling back and she was trying to connect you already. And hung up that call.
No, I don't know what happened there. So I was like, oh, no, let me give him a call back. All right.
I'm glad you called.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. So while I was waiting here, I was actually looking a few things up to see how I can save you some money and making sure that it's a good fit for you, for one, and a good fit for us as well. Now, I remember you mentioning that you want to hit only specific things as well, so that way you're easily found. We want to make sure that time wasters are out the door, which is what we can do. Now, it is eligible. I came with the pricing, exact pricing, to do this. Now, just letting you know, Anthony, this is a lot different than many of things. It can sound similar to other companies out there, but there's a huge differences when we dive into detail on this. And have you heard of Google Guarantee before?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you used that before by any chance or no?
No. I don't buy anything. I don't want to buy nothing from Google. I let a third party buy it for me.
Okay.
I don't blood on my hands.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So pretty much what this is, it's anytime a customer's on Google in general, right? And they type in those keywords. Let's say air conditioning repair.
Sub-zero repair.
Oh, sub-zero repair. Yeah, I'm just giving examples. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So let's say sub-zero repair. Okay. Your business will pop up on the very, very top. Now, I'm sure you're familiar how Google looks when you're researching on there, right, for a company or any type of service. So on the very top, there's only a very few companies that are on the top there. And those ones are highlighted in green, and it'll say Google Guaranteed. Now, what that means for the
problem with that is that I live in an area out of the area where all the work is that I want to be. So Google wants to send me a verification letter.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's a fictitious address that you have right now.
Okay. So
what I want to do is I'm trying to get the near me, sub-zero near me, or Scotsman near me, or
Bankman
near me. But I can't get a letter to that 751217 address because it's fake.
Okay. So here's the thing. Let me make sure, because I see, let's see here.
That was my workaround to trying to get near me.
Yeah, and that we can do. I just want to make sure I have this. Okay, cool. So the great news is, you know, yes, they do need to verify you that you have a real business and a real person. That does not mean that you have to put that out there for the open. Okay. I do already see that you have what we call as a GBP, your Google business profile. I'm looking at it right now. So that saves you a ton of money monthly, period. Okay.
Yeah.
And actually that's kind of like the longest part. So you already have that. So we're not going to charge anything for that because you already done it. Okay. What this does is we make sure that you're Google verified, meaning Google's going to back you up. Now, when I'm talking from a customer's perspective, they're going to be typing nearby, near me, things like that, right?
Right.
This goes out a large distance. So how far are you willing to travel for work? I mean, is it within 100 miles?
Well, basically, there's two zip codes that have all the machines that I want to work on, or three, maybe four. I don't know what they are, but it's like, Plano, Richardson, Highland Park, University Park, what's that up there by where is Nebraska Nebraska Furniture Mart? No, we're Frisco. Yeah, there's only
Frisco.
A few. Yeah. There's only like five zip codes I want to work in.
Okay.
I don't want people calling me from the pole side of town, which I know they need help, but I can't help.
Right. Okay. I got it. Well, that's something we can actually do for you. We can condense it down to literally specifics, city, zip code, counties even. So that's not an issue. That's not our first rodeo. That we can do. So if you only want to work five different areas, that's not a problem at all. Okay, so let's put it this way. As long as the customer is typing in these keywords that you would like to choose as well, too, for the services you provide.
How many can I have?
I'm going to say up to 100. I haven't seen, and you can modify it at any time, too. Now, you don't have to do it yourself. If you need help with it, our account management team is there for you Monday through Friday. We are closed weekends, but there's no additional charges. Yeah.
What time?
So we run off PST time. So from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. PST. And
yeah,
so you got it. Yes, sir. So your time, you're in the future about 2 hours ahead. So from what, 9 to 6?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So anytime during those times, if you need help with anything, not only you'll have me as a lead in your account, you'll have the account management team in the text. So they work their magic. If for any reason you can't get a hold of them, I'm going to give you my phone number. You can text me, contact me through phone, email, whatever makes it easier for you. Okay, so I'll reach out to them for you if I have to. Now, so radius, things like that, we got you. Clientele specifics, we got you. From a customer's perspective on this, when they see that you're Google guaranteed, it gives them comfort, right? That they can trust you because they know that you went through the checks through Google and Google says they make sure they get the job done. And
how can I see that Google guarantee page?
So go ahead and, do you have any way you can go on Google right now? Maybe through your cell phone or?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay.
Booting up.
Okay. You can type in any type of service. Let's say just to use it as an example here, like appliance repair nearby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Once you type that in, I'm going to put like appliance repair near Dallas, okay? Once I type that in, on the very top, you're going to see only three companies. Actually, I'm looking at it right now. AGB, appliance repair, and they'll say Google guaranteed.
Appliance repair near me.
Yep.
See, Mr. Appliance walks a hatch to you and pulls Appliance Repair Dallas.
Right. And do you see a check mark next to Google guaranteed right underneath their name?
Nope.
And you're on your cell phone right now, right?
Yep.
Okay. On the very top above the map section, it's going to be some
ads
right
there. Don't have a map.
You don't even have a map.
No, don't have a map. I got below the map. There's Variety Repair, Reed's Appliance Repair, JS Appliance Repair. But there's no, I got a map.
Okay.
That's three down from the top.
What's on the top, though, before the map?
Google Guaranteed.
Yep, those right there. That's where you'll be. Okay. So by having that, I mean, you can click on it. It's not pay-per-click on this. Okay, so if you click on any of those businesses, you'll see that company where they can call you directly. Now, like I remember you mentioning you want to call them and track it in a different way. So let's say you want to do a Google – you want to get your own Google number, right? That's perfectly fine. Once you get your Google number, we'll make sure that the customers only call that number. We don't give out any other number, obviously.
Right.
When that call comes through, it will say – Google guaranteed lead. Okay.
That would be coming from you.
Right. Exactly. Yes, sir. So
I want you to get the number.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. And then again, I remember you mentioning that you want to make sure to track that whole thing as well, right?
No, I don't care for a dashboard.
Okay. Okay. So then we don't have to then. All right. So let's say I'm a customer. I look at it. I see that it's promising. And the good flip side for you as a business owner is, one, Google's going to make sure that the job gets done, so they're going to insure you up to $2,000 per job.
Right.
So they want to make sure that you're there. Now, the reason I asked if you're willing, you have insurance and license like that, that's part of, if you're looking at the business right now, and only in your area, you only need to have a business insurance. And anyone that goes face-to-face with a customer needs to be willing to do a background check. As long as you're okay with doing that, you're good to go. That's what makes you verified through Google on there, okay?
Now,
right, yeah. So I'll go over that and the pricing in a second here. So I looked at for all the pricings. Now I can give you exact numbers. Okay, we lay everything out on the table for you. So with this being said, it comes at a minimum of 13 leads per month. Okay. Now, at 13 leads, you're looking at $24 per lead. So all in all, you do a minimum of 13 leads of $313 per month. Let's say you don't get enough leads. Let's say you get 7 leads only, right? Well, the rest of that money gets rolled over to the next month. So you're never paying for out the door for extra leads, right? So it's only
paid.
Right.
What
was that?
I pay in advance.
Right. I like to, the best way to explain it, it's like a secured credit card, right?
Yeah. And no contracts.
Correct. No contracts. It is month-to-month basis. We want to make sure you choose to be with us because you're seeing good results, right? And we want to earn your business for a long time. So
now, if I get more than 13 calls, is it still the same price?
No. So far as – great question. So let's say you get
– I don't want pay-per-click.
No, yeah, this is not pay-per-click. This is pay-per-lead.
It is if I get more than 13 calls a month because you're basing this $300 on 13 calls. And if I get more than 13 calls, it's I pay more. Am I right?
No, actually. No. You won't get charged. Hear me out. It's pretty incredible how this whole process works. So let's say you get 13 leads, and once that hits there, if you're looking at your phone right now, it will say it's highlighted in green with a check mark right now, right? You'll still be there. They won't take you off. Once you're on Google, you're on Google. Okay. But you'll still be able to get a call through Google Guaranteed and you won't be charged for that lead. That's the craziest part. Now, vice versa. Let's say you get a lead that's not qualified or a quality lead to you. You don't talk to Google. You let us know right away. We'll make sure to argue on your behalf.
I don't want to do that either.
As far as what? Paper lead?
Calling you to let you know that was a bogus call. Because right now I'm getting about 60 calls a day from scam, and they're getting my number off Google.
Yes, and that's another thing. So we make sure to help eliminate a lot of the spam and robocalls as well, too. This is included for this.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to pay for click. So if I get 60 calls a day and I don't get back to you after my 14-hour day, and then I forget about it because something else came in, then how long do I have to tell you that 10 days ago those were bogus calls?
Got it, yeah. So as long as you let us know as soon as you can, so that way you're not being charged for
any
reason.
No, I need to know a specific time.
Okay, let me look into that one right now, and then that way I can see, give you exact, because I don't want to tell you something I don't know, you know what I mean?
I got you.
Firm on that. Yeah.
Here's the thing, John. So if I get more than 13 calls, it's more than $300 a month, right?
No. You cap off at
330. I thought you just said it was. But if I don't get 13 calls, then I call you and tell you how many calls I got, and you roll it over.
Right, exactly. No, you don't even have to tell us. We just know. So let's say that a quality lead is 7 leads. Let's just use that as an example, okay, for the month. You already paid $313 to get started on that, right? Well, the rest of that money rolls over for the next month. It's deducted from there. So you don't have to pay the full $13 for that month. You pay less. You only pay for that seven. Okay. Now, vice versa. Let's say you got 15 leads. That doesn't matter. It's only 13 leads that you had to pay for. After that, even if you get a call from it, it doesn't matter because it's not going to show as active on there. So technically, that's not your fault in any way. You still got a lead. That's great. So no, to answer your question, you do not pay more than $313 a month.
Does that include website hosting, building, and social media?
Well, honestly, I feel like a jolly spirit, I guess. If you need a website, we can help that. No additional cost. Yeah. As far as your social media, that won't include that, no. If that's something you're looking to, we can talk about that. But website, we got you. I'll go ahead and throw that in there for you on the house, okay?
As far as the social
So you get one page with 5 different tabs. So, I guess, I think I should question five pages then.
I'm confused.
If, let's say I go to a website like Anthony's Pizza right now, right? And I look at their website on there, there's five tabs, meaning when I'm on that page, in the very top, there'll be three or five different sections where I can click on. Let's say the first one would be about my business.
Oh, it's 5 pages.
Exactly. Yeah. 5 pages on there. Yes, sir.
All right. When you said tabs, I wasn't thirsty.
Gotcha. So they're 5 pages. Yes, sir. So yes, we can help you with the website on there.
How much would social media be for extra monitoring? And does that include online appointments? Forwarded
so,
to my email?
Can you elaborate on that a little bit more? What do you mean by that?
If somebody wants to make an appointment on my tab, will that be forwarded to my email with that price?
You can. Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I have people that do that occasionally.
Okay, yeah. Again, that's going to be more for our... Yeah, I was going to say that's just more for our techs to go over that fine detail to let them know they make that happen for you. Yeah, I don't see that's an issue for you as well.
I'd be interested in trying you out for $150. And if
okay.
it works, then I'll go ahead and pay you the extra the next month.
So far as the pricing on here, in order to get the background check and make sure to get this up and rolling, they have to verify, obviously, right? So we need to make sure to get that through. That's $250.
I'm not Google verified?
No, not through Google Guarantee. No, sir.
I'm not, huh?
No, sir. I see you on Google. Don't get me wrong. You know, that any. Please don't take an offense. I'm just a straightforward guy, right? I'm very honest on here.
That's why
being
I asked
on,
you the question. Don't worry about offending me.
All right. Yes, sir. So you are on Google. You have a business profile. Don't get me wrong. Now, but anyone could have a Google business profile, really, right? They don't have to go through any background check, try to check or anything like that. They just need to make sure they have an address and a name, and that's it. Well, Google Guarantee.
If you have, I got to get a background check.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And what does that cost?
Background. So in order to get all the information to get verified through Google, it's $250 for that. Now, the process behind that, it can take some time just because straight out, customers take their time on it. So it can take them 48 weeks to get it going. But I've seen it done in less than like 2 weeks because they are on it. They sent the information that they need to get done. It was boom, spam, good.
I've had background checks done before. That means I got to go down to the local PD and have them sign off that I don't have a criminal record.
Right, yeah. No, that's not what you have to do. Actually, we make it easy through us here. So that way we can make sure you don't we want to make sure it's smooth for you. We don't want you throwing everything out. You can do it through email on there. So here's the process, Anthony. Once you make payment of $250, I send the application through however you want, through text or even through email or both, however you want. Once you finish that application and it gets approved, then everything begins for you. That's when the 313 starts. Okay. That's when your leads begin to appear. Okay. Now the time being of after you pay for your application, you're not being charged anything again. Nothing until you actually get approved and you're ready to begin. So you're not throwing money out the door. Did I lose you there?
No, still here.
Okay. Do you have questions for me on this, or?
I'm just looking up how much the cost of a background check is.
Not necessarily to cover your background check. To be real with you on there, a lot of companies, when they try to do this Google Guaranteed, other partners, mm-hmm. they try to charge more. I literally just talked to one of my clients that I work through Local Splash. He was getting paying double, and it's different pricing per area for the leads, right? It's just no one's in control of it. Only Google is, unfortunately. But he was paying double of of everything. Didn't have to pay for an upfront fee, but he had to pay double monthly. So by doing so, he was losing out on the long term. Saved him on the short term, hurt him in the long term. With us, that $250 is not going to be seen again. And you're actually saving money for the long term because we get you to the lowest pricing. You can even look it up. If you're trying to do a paper lead through Google on there, I'm guaranteeing you're probably going to get way higher on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've never been Google verified or certified or I've been algorithmized.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a good price or a decent price or it could be, but I don't know. I'm just doing a search on it. So what's the name of your company again?
It's local, like local in the area. Splash, like a splash of water. If you want, I can send you my link to our website. You can take a look at our package. Well, again, our packages online are a lot different than the price we're giving you today. So,
well, let me read about your reviews.
Sure thing. If you look on Local Splash California Reviews, we have about 700 and...
I'm going to Connor or not.
Connor?
Service, Connor. 2 stars. Value, 2 stars. Quality, 2 stars.
Wait, what is Connor, sir?
Uh-oh. Quality, service, value, 2 stars.
So I'm not aware of Connor, so.
No, I didn't say anything about Connor. Connor or not.
Oh, Con or not. Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh, I don't know what that is.
There is no contract, so this is not you. This people are saying that they've got a contract and they can't get out of it.
No. There's no contracts with us. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to localsplash.com.
And then at our website, if you click on services, and you can see what kind of website we'll build for you there, that we have some examples there as well, too, for your templates.
Y'all need pictures for my website?
If you want to put pictures, videos, testimonials, I mean.
Well, somebody's always told me that it would raise your rankings.
Hey, listen, if I can give you any best tips on things, the more, the better. That's just the way it works.
I got 5 pages. I might as well fill them up, huh?
Yes, sir. I would highly suggest to do it.
I put some pictures of my dogs in there.
That's awesome. Okay, I'm gonna be straight up with you. I would love to see that. If I was a customer, I would love to see that. It just brings personality. It shows, you know, you're a human being. You know?
Yeah.
So.
What next?
All right, so the next thing is I'm going to make sure that I have information correct here, so that way when I do send this information to you to go ahead and fill out, it's all consistent, okay? Last thing we need is for your business to be different names and all different addresses and all that stuff. So,
It's going to be different addresses.
Okay, yeah, I'll go over that.
I'm using a bogus address right now.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, we'll make sure to get this all correct for you. Okay, so we have Anthony. I just want to make sure I spell your last name correctly. Dimellio?
Yes.
Okay. And I have the email address, anthonywd22455@gmail.com.
No, that's a 5-year-old email.
Oh my gosh. Okay, what do we got?
Dimellio. 55@gmail.com.
Just 55@gmail.com? How did you land this one? That's awesome. I'm sorry. I'm blown away right now.
Demilio 55?
Oh, okay. Demilio 55. I was going to say, you just hit 55@gmail. I was like, what?
Okay, this guy's been around for ages.
I listened to my jaw drop, man.
I'm a hell of a
And Anthony, the number that you would like us to reach out to you on, is it this number, the 8103?
Yeah, that's fine. But better yet, take this number down.
Okay.
469-807-9825.
Perfect. Okay. I'll make sure to put that here. So what we'll do is
about 4 weeks after we get all the background check and stuff up.
Yes.
So it takes a month that I have to pay in advance, and we're not going to get any calls off of.
We're doing $250 for everything to get started.
Right.
You're not going to see that again until once everything gets approved, everything's good, a background check, all that good stuff gets through. Once that gets approved, you're ready to go. Then the 313 will begin from there.
So I'll be, and it takes how long for it to populate organically or whatever the hell it does?
Right. Yeah. It'll be right there quick. We get on it right away. So that's not an issue.
So if I do a sub-zero repair in Dallas, Texas, I'll be on the first page?
Correct. On the very top of the page. It's not even first page no more. It's the top. Like I said, this is the elite service of Google that anyone can get for a business. As of right now, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not pulling your leg. This is honest truth. All right. And then.
No.
Yeah.
I'm also learning too, because it's been a while since I spoke to an SEO. And I'm just, trying to remember the things that I know, but I know I can't go to Google because I can't tell them I got a bogus address.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. That can get you suspended, if anything. So we'll go over that part right now. Okay. So as far as the business name, I want to make sure I have it completely correct here because that's what people are going to see on Google anyway. I have A-Anthony's AC and Appliance Repair. There's no LLC or Inc. or anything like that?
Yeah, it's A-Anthony's All Appliance Repair Heat and Air LLC. But
How would you like to be found, though? Do you want to...
A-Anthony's All Appliance Repair LLC.
Oh, okay. Let me make sure I change it out.
I mean, the money is in heating and air conditioning, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where the, but I don't feel like working outside.
Okay. I feel that. Okay. So I want to make sure
it's good money. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of people, but when it's summertime, then I'll put the air and heat in there. But right now I care less about it.
I got you, man.
We can change it too, right?
Exactly. I was just going to say that. This is a flexible thing where you can change this. So I want to make sure, again, please, by all means, if you need to change anything, a phone number or an address or words, anything like that, let us know. We can't read your mind. Okay? So we're here for you.
So when I pay the $250, John, here's the first thing I want to happen. I want you to get that Google phone number. And I want to try out the whisper.
Try out the whisper on there? Okay. Yeah. So I don't mind. I'm going to do this, Anthony. I'm straight out with you. We wouldn't have to, I mean, not have to. I mean, I don't mind helping you build a new phone number for you on there. Not part of our thing, but I'll be more than welcome. I'm more than happy to help you out with that. So
that way I can track where the call is coming from without having to go to the dashboard.
Yes, sir. Okay. Let's do that then. We'll do that before I even let you go. I want to make sure it's working properly and all that then, okay? So I'll walk you through with that as well. I get to learn it myself. All right. What's the business address that we're going to put on here then?
I don't know. That's the thing. Because they're going to send me a verification card.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And if I'm in Red Oak, they're not going to let you put near me for Dallas Local.
Oh, yes, we can.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's yeah.
115 Shadow Ridge Lane, three words.
Okay. Red Oak, Texas.
7515. Red Oak, Texas, 75154.
Okay, perfect. Got it. We want to update that. Okay. So, next thing is, let's set up a, now again, I want to make sure everything we go over today, which is not going to be a lot right now, but I want to make sure at least some information is being sent. So our technicians...
Just make sure you outline all of the things that I'm receiving for that free...
Oh, better believe I will. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. again, I want to make sure I take care of you, okay? Now, what we're going to do is we're going to introduce you to our techs tomorrow. Do you have time available to talk tomorrow?
Yeah, after 6, my time.
After 6, your time? Okay. Let me see here. Let me make sure we have a time available for you, okay? Because we close technicians, the latest time we can call is at 5 o'clock your time, though.
Hmm.
Or actually, 5.
Yeah.
30.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah. Don't know.
When do you have, what day do you have available to talk a little bit earlier than that, then?
Friday.
Friday? Okay.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
Let's do that. Friday, 3 o'clock. Let's see. Friday at 3 o'clock, you said?
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
My time.
I got you. Yeah, that was just like a second there. All right, so what I'll do, I'll set that up for you right now.
What's this call going to be about?
So this is going to get you everything started to make sure we have everything properly in place. Things I go over today with you, they're going to go over with you as well. We want to make sure that you are fully understanding. If you have any issues with the application or if anything that you change your mind on a few things, you want to change up your website, you want to add pictures, all that good stuff, we want to make sure that you're all set, okay? It is a half-hour window, okay? So we'll do 1 to 1, it's going to be 1 o'clock their time, so it'll be 3 to 3:30, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Yes, sir. Okay, let's do that.
And how long will we need to be on the line?
It just depends. I'm not, it's only usually a half hour, but it depends on how much content you want to add, right? So I want to make sure. Yeah.
Okay.
So give me just a
second. Hush, dog. Hush. Get over here. Get in your bed. Yes. Shut up. I know there's a squirrel out there.
All right. Now, Anthony, did you want them to call you on the 9825 number, or did you want them to call you on the 8103 number?
9825.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try my very best to call in with them to introduce you guys. Okay. I apologize ahead of time, just in case. Yeah, just in case if I get stuck in a meeting or something or on a call, I want to make sure they still call you. So no matter what, you will be called from an 877 number, though, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to send you an invite so that way they know that you're committed for this meeting and that, you know, they're going to go ahead and show that they're committed to you as well, okay? So give me just a second.
Yeah, you know, the only reason why I'm dealing with you out of all the people who call me is that your English is perfect.
Really? My English is horrible, I thought, you know?
No, you sound like an American, but I know you're not. Maybe you are.
I am, yeah. I was born in the Bronx, but half Korean, half Puerto Rican.
Okay. I knew there was a little bit of an accent there somewhere.
Yeah.
because I'm sure your folks either speak Puerto Rican or Korean.
They both, yeah. I was all messed up, man. My first language was Korean, then I learned English, then I learned Spanish. Then
my problem is I get these guys calling me from India, and you know, man, I can't understand you.
Yeah. Well, hey, like,
even my company that I work for full time for another company, I have a full time position there. Even our IT is, and this is a multinational company, right? Our IT is in India, so I can't hardly understand them guys either.
Oh, wow.
HR is also in India.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So okay. I haven't heard that yet.
So I have a hard time understanding them guys, too. and girls.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
You know, so that's consider yourself lucky. I talk to you because your English is perfect.
Thank you, sir. Well, I appreciate
you're
it.
American.
And respect
what,
your time.
What can I say?
Yeah, America, come on.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, send me the invite. I'll respond to it, and you have a good evening, and I'll talk to you on Friday.
Oh, wait. Oh, we're not done yet. We're not done yet. I sent you the invite.
Okay.
Hit yes on your side.
I can't do that right now.
You can't do that right now? Okay. Just make sure when you get a time, make sure you hit that yes on the invite there, okay? I'm going to go ahead and make sure to go over a few things real quick. Because obviously we got to do the payment for to send the application over to you.
Oh, I don't have a prepaid card right now.
Oh shoot. Okay.
I guess it doesn't really matter because if you turn out to be a scam, you know, I'll just put a stop payment on it.
But I was gonna say, listen, this is how you know that I'm real with you. You can just call your bank and put a hold on it then. But I'm gonna make sure the payment. I'm gonna stay on the phone with you so you can see how much. It's not a dollar more. Okay. So,
I'm not
going to
be able to see
that.
I'm right in the middle of trying to cook dinner.
Oh, man. You're getting me hungry over here.
No, right, it's probably something you don't eat or do eat, one or the other.
Wait, what are you cooking then?
Oven baked ribs. Pork.
Baked ribs? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pork? Yeah, man, come on. I'm half Korean, half Puerto Rican. Of course I'm going to be eating pork.
Well, you could have been an abstainer, you know. You could have been a Jewish, Korean, Puerto Rican.
That would be something to tell.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. And then
ready?
I am almost here for you. Okay. Anthony, on the card, is it Anthony, first and last name only, or is it a middle initial?
Yeah. No, first and last name only.
First and last name only. Okay. All right. And the address for this, is it 107? Or actually, what do I have for 107?
No, 115.
115, yeah. What is that?
107 burnt the ground 4 years ago.
Yep. Keep showing that one. Okay. Let me make sure I fill this in correctly before I do anything here. I'll look fast here. Hang on. Okay. What kind of payment method is it? Visa, Master,
Visa.
American Express? Visa? Okay. I'm ready for the
card.
Grant card.
Okay. 4100-3905-9252-0296.
All right. And the expiration date?
0726.
And then the security code as well?
663.
Thank you, sir. Okay, before I process anything, I triple check stuff, okay? And we're going to set up a security question and answer for you real quick. I know you're about to eat dinner, so I'm going to try to make this quick for you.
I'm trying to make dinner.
Okay. Hey, you're multitasking here better than I would. Which one would you like to use? Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what would that answer be?
Castro. C-A-S-T-R-O. Her first name was Fidel.
Beautiful. All right. Just letting you know, this question and answer will never change. I don't care if anyone calls in, they're saying their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't know your security question or answer, you hang up the phone right away, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Roger that. And let me go ahead and... this here, update it there. Okay. And then next thing is we're going to do a voice verification process here. That way it's, everything's recorded on this, okay? I want to make sure you're taken care of. So my answer is clear as possible. If you have questions for me, stop me in my tracks. Of course, I have an answer for you, okay? Here we go.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A-Anthony's All Appliance Repair, LLC.
Perfect. and please state your name and title within the business.
Anthony D'Amelio, President, CEO, and Chief Bottle Watcher.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. And are you, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
That is correct.
All right. And you're authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
That is correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. I'm going to stop right there. So that's the reason why we set up that security question. I don't want you falling for any of those traps out there, okay? You seem like a great guy. So if they don't know any of that, you hang up right away. There we go. So I'll go ahead and continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question here. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Still there with me? Hello, Anthony?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Sorry, I kind of lost you there. All right, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 19th, in a non-refundable amount of $250. Okay, now, this is recurrent payment when the beginning of your application after everything begins. That'll be $313 per month. Okay? Once that begins on that day, then it'll automatically renew each month on the same day of the 19th of every month. Okay? Now, assuming that your pricing is, or you get 13 leads or more on there, it doesn't matter, 13 leads, you're going to be paying $313 a month, okay? Now,
right.
You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So we have everything set over here. I want to do this before that tech call. I'm going to try to give a call in because I know you're busy and everything like that to set up the rest of everything as far as information so that way everything's good. But I'm going to send you your application.
Call me tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Call me tomorrow.
Okay. What time tomorrow?
I don't care. I think I'm at 10 a.m. And that's going to be forwarded to the 8103 number.
Okay, I'll give you a call on that, on the you said the 8103 number, because that number of call?
Yeah.
Okay, what time?
At 10 a.m.
10 a.m. your time?
Yeah.
All right, 10 a.m. your time. I'll give you a call to make sure they fill out the rest of it, though, okay?
Yeah. I'll make it 11. No, I got one at 11, so 11:40. I'll make it 2.
2 p.m.?
2 p.m. my time.
All right, I got it. I'm writing it down right now. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment so that way I can send you your application, though, so you can get that started as well. But I want to make sure our technicians, when they talk to you, they have all the information correct for them to get started on Friday for everything else, so for your website, all of that, okay?
Very good.
All right, sir. It's a pleasure talking with you, man. You're an amazing guy, actually. I enjoy talking with you. We'll talk tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Yeah, sounds terrific. And if I... yeah, I'll be talking to you before Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Hey, yes, Merry Christmas to you as well. No. I actually take more fulfillment helping business, honestly. So I'm glad we're working with you. I'll talk to you tomorrow, sir. You have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye.